Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4, live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on KBN.
He is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust alongside Bradley Nortman. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's easy to listen live, listen back. It's all there for you. And on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Now, a big topic of conversation, which we thought maybe it wouldn't be as big after leading the league last year in drops. It came 2 weeks ago in, you know, in a spot against the Eagles. We're like, not great. But then it really showed as Jordan Love got killed from a yards perspective with the 7 drops in the game against the New York Giants. I mean, that's a lot of drops.
Man, drops, pressure. Man, he's going all against
and
all
he, and he still against, balled out and had his best pro football focus. Again, it's not the Holy Grail, but his best pro football focus grade as a quarterback ever ahead of his game against the Dallas Cowboys in the 2023 playoffs. Now, Matt LaFleur, when talking to the media, he addressed the conversation about drops and how you approach it with his wide receivers. Let's hear from the head coach, Matt.
100%. I think absolutely. That's part of your job responsibility. And if my biggest concern, because there's nothing that chaps my ass more when somebody yells at a player, catch the ball. Like, no, give him a coaching point. You know, it's one thing if a whether it's receiver, tight end, back, whoever it is, DB for that matter, if you're using poor technique when catching a ball in regards to you're not being aggressive with your hands, you're letting it cross your eyes, you're letting it get into your body. It's another thing when you're aggressively attacking the ball. You know, when I see guys that are kind of passive and allow it to get in their body, then you go coach them up.
Wow. Chaps my ass.
Man, that's your takeaway?
That's my big takeaway.
My takeaway was all of the describing on how to catch a pass.
No, that's what chaps my ass. What chaps my ass is making excuses for guys like Romeo Doubs, who's a fourth-year wide receiver, Christian Watson, who's a fourth-year wide receiver, Dontavian Wicks, who's a third-year wide receiver, Bo Melton, who's a guy that has played wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers in the past, literally let it get to his chest. That's what chaps my ass when my football coach isn't holding these guys consistently accountable. You don't have to defend guys all the damn time. The best answer would be, yeah, the drops were extremely unacceptable, and we should yell at them. We should be upset because they're professional NFL players. That's what chaps my ass.
Yeah, I mean, Brad, when you hear that, I mean, you've been in a locker room. You've like that's probably something that was addressed amongst the team, not just the wide receiver room. Or say this was a focal point. It had to have been a focal point at some point last year they were addressed this.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything like this?
Well, part of me appreciates the fact that he's just trying to protect his players.
Yeah, I do like that.
So I do want to address
I feel like
that.
We went a little too far.
He went a little.
That was a long, long description about catching passes.
And again, Matt LaFleur, the longer he talks, the more I think he reveals what he's actually thinking and saying. Because he could have just said, yeah, I don't want to coach my guys negatively want to coach him up, and it's not acceptable, but we're going to get it right. But he goes on this long tirade about, not even tirade, it's just like a soliloquy about how he doesn't want guys coming. First of all, I did feel like it chaps my ass when guys get yelled at. I feel like that was a shot at Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers would notoriously do that with his young receivers. And look, that might not be the right thing to do either, but Aaron Rodgers had some success with a lot of receivers, so he has a high standard. And my concern is, you mentioned the guys that have been around here for a long time. If you're Matthew Golden, you're dropping balls, I can understand coaching him up. He's a rookie. It may feel a little bit different in the NFL. Maybe different coaching points he hasn't gotten before. But if you're Christian Watson, who hasn't really been dropping passes, Romeo Doubs and Dontavian Wicks and Jaden Reed and Luke Musgrave, these guys have been in the system for a long time. And they have heard all the coaching points Matt LaFleur could possibly give them when it comes to catching a football. So it's not necessarily the coaching point. It's the culture that's allowing them to have focus and not have any sort of healthy fear of the coach or any fear of like playtime repercussions if this keeps happening. Because if the coaching points were working, this problem would not carry over from last year to this year.
And that is my exact point. That's why at this point I understand coaches should definitely protect players. But for how long? To what extent? Right, we saw last year where Jordan Love grew frustrated with the fact that guys could not get open and guys were dropping passes.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about week 11.
He called him out.
Yeah, now we're talking about week 11 in this season when really last week was a must-win game. Every game is so important, but where everything was, you know, it was. Where everything was, you know, folding out. The Green Bay Packers were trailing in that game.
Must-win against the 2-8 Giants.
For the bigger picture for the season. And guys in that moment sitting there allowing the win and the conditions to impact you is something that's not great. We don't know. If you get what you want, you're going to be having a home game, hopefully at Lambeau Field, in January. It may be windy. It may be cold. The conditions may be rough. That cannot be an excuse for why guys were dropping passes last week. So he needs to make sure that guys understand what the standard is. And last Sunday was not good enough. It is unacceptable, and it needs to be corrected. If you can't catch the pass, you need to sit on the bench.
And there are, and Ben, this is going to your question of like, there are just certain basic elementary football 101 expectation for any given position on the team, right? For a punter, it's like literally don't shank it, right? Don't shank it. Give us something that we can cover. Mm-hmm. For a kicker, it's like make field goals. For running backs, don't fumble. Mm-hmm. For quarterbacks, don't throw horrible interceptions. For receivers, it's don't drop the ball. Don't
for
drop
Elton
the ball.
Jenkins, it's don't whiff on the guy running on the middle and go the other way.
Don't whiff. Get your hand
shot
on somebody.
Elton, he can't defend himself anymore.
I know.
He's done for the year.
You were so mad about that when they were coming up the middle on Jordan Love. That's why I said
I actually think it is addition by subtraction with Elton Jenkins at center. I don't think he was very good at center.
It's just a shame they reshuffled it like they did because he was really quite good at guard.
He was phenomenal at guard.
Or he's a pro bowler.
The Packers would have been better off having Sean Ryan at center and having Elton Jenkins at guard. Oh, well, he's been a Pro Bowl before.
So I just think that, you know, Matt LaFleur can coach this team however he wants to, but this perpetuates the narrative that he's not creating sort of a standard that people have a fear of if they don't attain. Because I for the life of me, couldn't imagine somebody not doing these fundamentals, right? Physical fundamentals, which is focus, really. I mean, drops are focus. And doing the minimum amount of your job and not having a fear.
When you say focus, that goes right into like,
are you dialed in culture?
Yeah, and how? But like, am I fearful what will happen if I do not catch this football as a professional?
Nope.
Because I think about playing for Bo Ryan and his expectations. If I turned it over, I came out.
I love that about Bo.
It depends on the situation.
But no,
right?
But nobody was above the standard, though.
Correct.
From what I recall, watching the Badger games, nobody. If you made a mistake, it didn't matter if you were Devin Harris. It didn't matter if you were Ben Bruss. It didn't matter if you were Frank Kaminsky. It didn't matter if you were Alondo Tucker. If you made a mistake,
there are alternatives to yelling at a guy, right? And I'm not hearing any of these. Like, if we had some guys that dealt with some drops in Carolina, you know what they did? Coaches made them do jugs machines after practice. 200 catches,
ooh,
right? Where you catch, and then you do the turn and catch.
Damn, that sounds tiring.
I know, but it's like if you can't do your job, you need to work on it, and this is what you have to get. And maybe they're doing that. I don't know, but Matt LaFleur didn't say anything about that. He's just talking about coaching points. I would love, if you don't want to yell at a guy, I respect that, right? I really do respect that. I would love for every drop, you have 100 jugs catches on Wednesday after practice, on the heavy practice day. Like, put something into place where there is a negative associated with drops, not just like, come on, guys.
Like, in the game, when I was playing, if I made even a defensive mistake that is not following the rules in which we played, I was like, oh, no, that one's going to be on Clips.
Mm.
And Clips would be not every play. You can't go through every – or at least Bo didn't want to go through the whole game and break down the whole game. Mm-hmm. He would pick specific coaching points. Mm-hmm. And you could make a mistake and be like, ah, that one's not going to be on Clips. Like, you know, I was doing things within the realm of what our team is trying to accomplish. But when you drive baseline and jump out of bounds, even if it worked – he would show that and be like, we don't do that. Mm. Because if you didn't show that and you did it again and it didn't work, you're trying to stay ahead of those things that you're held to a certain standard.
It's creating a standard. It's creating expectations. It's part of the culture building. That is all things why Bo Ryan found success not only at UW-Platteville, not only at UW-Milwaukee, but also UW-Madison. It's because he understood that this is what the expectations are and the standard is. That is one thing that Matt LaFleur is still struggling. What exactly is the standard? And a lot of that has to do with the fact that he came into a team that already had a legendary quarterback where whatever Matt LaFleur wanted to do, he could not do it because he still had to appease Aaron Rodgers. But Aaron Rodgers had earned that being how great he is.
Well, it's not like Matt LaFleur is operating in like a high school football team where he's trying to create level of importance and a little bit of gentle paranoia with guys losing their job. It is, you feel it every day how fragile your career is in the NFL. You see these guys get cut and signed, and you see new guys come in and people come in for tryouts. Like, it is the... it is at the top of your mind that your career is incredibly fragile in the NFL. And these are professionals. Like, they are professional wide receivers in the NFL, and top of that list is catching the ball. Just like for me, I was held to a high standard. Punting, way different. I get that. But it's just that you are held to a standard. And if you don't do it, we're going to find someone else who did, because we're paying you a lot of money to do that. So with all the privileges of the NFL, the expectation is we don't have to worry about these elementary things. Look, there's going to be mental mistakes. There's going to be focus mistakes. There's going to be drops. I just want to see the improvement, and I want to see Matt LaFleur hold these guys to a standard because they are professionals and they're grown men.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Strofe, what coach ever held you accountable?
Jeez. I'm going to go ahead and not participate in this.
Why not? You never had to do extra laps at cross country?
Of course
or,
I did.
You know,
of course I did.
Wait, what do you do extra laps across cross country?
Well, it's not cross country. It's more so you're not going to add distance running for a distance runner. That's not really how that works.
So yeah,
what do you give us some discipline?
What do you get punished for? Making you push-ups
in the wheel of Strofe?
It's like planks and push-ups was typically the cross country one. Now, like, obviously, like
You remember
the Packers in training camp? How someone was on their knees or fake doing the push-ups? That was Strofe.
Strofe. No, Strofe. I've seen you do a push-up before. There's no way you were punished with push-ups ever in your life based on how you're doing push-ups now.
Again, I'm just not going to participate in this.
So you lied again.
No, I didn't lie.
You were doing so good.
I'm
not
telling
lying
you,
this
like,
week.
For basketball, obviously you're doing wind sprints, right? Like, you're doing the
wind
court
sprints.
Runs.
Wind sprints. What are they called? Suicides, maybe?
The ladder drill now to be PC.
Listen, I didn't think that was the term for it anymore.
Wind sprints.
Hey, Strofe, just one down and back, because we know that's all you can do.
He said wind. That's how I know you lying.
Wind sprints for basketball.
Well, you used the word.
Go outside and go outside in the winter. Start running in the snow.
All right, I'm done with you.
That's why I had to go to
cross country. Punishment for cross country. Like, really? Like, what are you getting in trouble for? Like, I coach, I just
lip it off
faster. Like, what
I always got in trouble for? Lipping off?
Lipping off?
A little bit of lip?
Were you getting lip faster?
I can't, coach. Look at me.
Please, Stroke. Will you mean talking while he's talking, like, or she's talking? I'm so confused.
I mean, yeah, that happened occasionally. Yeah, that happened.
No, you can tell a guy's lying. Bad haircut, talking trash.
Oh, yeah, talking trash. Yeah, like this man knows how to talk trash.
You line up. I'm going to dust you today, man. You don't stand a chance.
Don't line up next to me. You're not going to see me. You'll be in the rearview mirror.
You're going to see the back of my soul today. Oh, man. I've never heard anybody say they were punished for cross country.
Now you see me? Now you don't.
Hey, Strofe, stop with all that, man. Stop with all that trash talk. You're going to hurt the team.
Get down and give me 10.
Yeah, give me 10 push-ups to really make it faster.
tell us about Bank 5-9.
Oh, I would love to tell about Bank 5-9. Bank 5-9's mission is making lives better. That's their entire focus.
Meep, meep.
Okay, I'm mad he's struggling
with it. He turns dead ass and eyes. Meep, meep.
Oh, okay. Well, the leader of the pack of the race of the financial world is Bank 5-9. They were named the prestigious Community Choice Award as best bank in the Milwaukee area and a top workplace for 16 straight years. You're only doing that if you're serving your customers to the highest degree. Their whole mission statement is making lives better. They make the lives better of their customers and every single financial pillar of their life. Customers are taken care of. You can rest that night knowing that Bank 5-9 is overseeing your financial situation. Not only that, a top workplace for 16 straight years means their employees' lives are better. But more importantly, Southeastern Wisconsin. Wisconsin, volunteerism, charitable giving, making lives better of everyone around in this area. Check out bank59.com. Member FDIC.
Oh, my God. We're back with more Strofe next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm sorry that I don't want to touch Ben's Peter.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Meet me.
If you have pain in your knees, hips, your shoulders, or your back, then QC Kinetics is the place that you gotta go. You're probably feeling that pain right now as you hear my voice. That's a sign that QC Kinetics is the next phone call that you need to make. They are the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. What does that mean? It means they use the cellular treatments to be able to give you that pain-free living, be able to heal and restore that damaged tissue, reduce inflammation, and get you living your best life again. If you've been told that surgery, pain pills, steroids are your only options, I'm here to tell you that QC Kinetics has something to say about that. No long recovery, just your body remembering how to feel like itself again. It's time to take that next step. Literally, enjoy the holidays, enjoy this next season of life, and this new year without pain. Don't hesitate. Give them a call for your free, absolutely free, no obligation, free consultation with QC Kinetics today. Give them a call at 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298.
Rob chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line. Hey, poor Strofe. Gave him enough grief yesterday.
Well, he did this to himself today. Yesterday.
Well, no, today I put him in a no-win spot. I was using examples of Bo holding me accountable. We were talking about Matt LaFleur holding the wide receivers accountable. Brad using examples. You talking with us about these examples. And then I go, Strofe, did anyone hold you accountable in athletics? And he said he had nothing. And then I made him say something. And then it led to us just absolutely roasting
no,
him.
No. Mr. Three-Quarters shot himself at the end of the third quarter should definitely have some type of coachable moments where he got coached up.
Oh, I got one. I got one. This is actually when I got in trouble.
Everything seems to be trouble. Not improved.
Yeah. I want to hear when you've been chewed out.
Did you ever go forward?
Well, I got chewed out and suspended for a game because after we lost on a road trip when I was in JV basketball, apparently I said
don't you say you were talking trash.
No, I apparently.
How long were y'all going for? What cities did you go to? Managua?
A road trip.
Green Bay? The Dells? Where did you go for the road trip? How many days were y'all gone for, Strofe? I didn't know high school students took road trips. JV at that. Expensive.
They stop at the gas station, get all the beef jerky.
Excuse me. Apparently, after the game, I was trying to fire up the team, because you know me, vocal. And I said the F word too many times that the bus driver complained to our school. So I got suspended this is a true story.
The man didn't play anyway. They said, you could just.
Yeah, why were you the heart and soul of the voice of the team?
Because I was vocal and I cared a lot.
How many games did y'all win?
Well, our best player got pulled up to varsity after he dropped a 50 spot. So I think we started losing after that. Yeah.
Wow.
So that was his way of saying he played on a losing team.
No, I think we were probably over 500, I would guess. We were probably like right middle of the conference.
Kyle Bruston-Nortman live from Pottawatomie
That's
Sportsbook.
That's a terrible conference.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman are just – I don't even know how to describe Alex Strofe, who runs the show.
I don't know either. Him trying to explain him. His athletic accolades. I mean, he talked about we did wind sprints.
Push-ups with cross-country.
Push-ups with cross-country. And then he said we took a road trip. Like, bro, it's like you're making this all up. Like,
it's hard to, like, believe.
These words are not words
that
you
use when you played on a real team.
I love the wind.
Did you have
him,
like, you had to, these were imagined, he dreamed these things with his imaginary friends that he played in the backyard with.
Bro, for real.
I didn't use the correct term for, well, what do we call him now? What'd you call him, Benny?
Ladder
drill? Where you go? Yeah. Baseline free throw, baseline.
We get it. This is like Brad explaining what tag is.
That's right.
Anyway.
But no, wait, before we go, so did you ever get like tips to get better? What Matt LaFleur was talking about? Any coaching up tips or was it punishment?
Coached hard.
Because everything you said was punishment. Lost cause Strofe. That's what it was. He was just on the team.
No.
You're good moral support.
I started.
How did you do in cross country?
I was good until I got shin splints.
There's always a but.
But like shin splints, like it's so perfect. The lengthy guy,
like
he doesn't have muscle to like take on the load of long distance running. His shins are just eating his whole body's weight.
I mean, it went south. It went south. What was that? My sophomore year. I started on varsity. I ran really well like the first two
How
meets.
How many people were at the school?
Well, at the school we had like 500. On the team we had a lot. We had a good cross country. Not a good team.
What high school? You went to Denmark High School?
I went to Denmark, yeah.
What year did you graduate?
17. Are you trying to find results?
We're trying to look up rosters and actual evidence that you existed on these teams.
I'm going to look up this cross.
I would have been on the team 13, 14. Or maybe was I think I did it myself.
What was your best
wait a minute. I see you writing about the cross-country team.
the
Denmark
sense.
News.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Were you a contributor and an athlete?
I did that one year for basketball, but then I quit because I wasn't paid for the newspaper in 2014. And
Alex
in 2015,
Denmark
I started
High
getting
School.
Paid.
Look at this. There's articles about you on the WLUK Fox 11.
Oh, my God. Send a picture. Wow. People need to see this man.
Strofe.
Wow.
Alex's enthusiasm and positive spirit is a great start to every day. Alex's mother says he's an overachiever.
In extracurricular activities. He also has his own business and credential. Own business? You got an LLC?
I did have an LLC, yes.
Look at you.
Oh, my God!
Alex is interested in sports broadcasting. Look
is
at this.
Is it a video?
There's a video.
I love that.
This is adorable.
This feels
I
like
– I need to watch that.
Well, no. Don't do it now. Yeah. Let's send this link to Strofe so we can all listen to the interview together.
To.
That's the best part is we're all going to listen to it together.
Strofe, this is awesome. I know we're giving you grief, but that's pretty cool. You got highlighted back in the day in high school.
It's starting to feel like with the mom and the quote, it is my, they paid, to give this, this kid some shine.
Oh, you know what it was? I know what this is now. It's because I school choiced and my high school was running advertising for why people should school choice to this school. And they utilized me as the best example. It means you chose to go to a school that was outside of the district
you
live in.
You literally in high school are the same person you are now because it leads with every day you come to school, he has enthusiasm.
Yeah. Positive spirit.
Yeah, I did the school announcements in the morning.
You are
oh my god!
You did the school announcements.
That is the least surprising.
Yeah, I did the school announcements. So I would do like
what didn't you do?
I did a couple announcements and then I would do the Pledge of Allegiance and then I'd say, "Let's have a great day, Vikings."
So I give you credit. You have been the same positive person your entire life.
I have always been an incredibly positive, optimistic human.
I bet you when you got rolled into the hospital for your little heart surgery, I bet you was just singing and just smiling. And
I can't wait to go under.
Don't know what's about to happen, but
save
you had a
my
smile
heart, doctor.
And he had a smile on his face. Never changed, Alex. You are a positive light.
You are a breath of fresh air, Strofe.
And I feel like this is, hey, we've just made fun of you for like 27 straight hours.
This is the compliment sandwich.
And you realize
this is the compliment sandwich.
sandwich. He ain't dead yet. No,
we got to keep him alive.
We haven't killed the sparkle yet.
You're a good guy.
Nothing can keep this man down. Like 18 divorces in his family.
Oh, now that was a shot.
It's from a fellow parent divorcee guy. Do you have the video Kyle sent?
I just emailed it to him.
Oh my God. I cannot wait.
The visual, though, is so good. See,
yeah, Rob, this is your fault. Strofe, I didn't know this was going to open them up to more grief about you.
Wait, what did Rob do?
Well, he started with the he started with the poor Strofe. He got enough grief yesterday. And then, like, that just opens up
the camera. I tried to
go to what I had planned. Go, Kyle, before you do that.
I'm sorry.
Kyle could help himself.
Wait. I love Alex. Now I feel bad. I love Alex Strofe.
Funny as hell, but I feel bad on the car was talking to
All right, I got the video.
That's how we all feel.
Yeah.
That's how we all feel.
I got the video.
He's got the video. We don't know what this is about, but this is a pipsqueak Alex Strofe in a one-minute interview.
I got so many pimples on my face.
You're a good kid. Play it. Let's hear it.
My name is Alex Strofe, and this is my public school experience.
Good morning, Denmark High School.
His enthusiasm, his positive spirit is a great start every day to Denmark High School. So he's kind of the voice of Denmark at this point.
He's an overachiever in extracurricular activities. He is into a lot of stuff. He has his own business. He has credentials with the Phoenix, Timber Rattlers. And a few others.
I'm interested in sports broadcasting. A lot of high school stuff is what I've done play-by-play for. Baseball, I started last year. I did high school football this year a lot for Denmark, Ashwaubenon teams around the area. It's just a blast being up in the booth calling every single play of the game. It's just awesome what Denmark's been able to help me with.
Quarterback, because those quarterbacks get abused.
Wow.
Hell of a kid. Wow. Look at you now. You had so dreams, composed. And look at you now. You're in the big city doing sports talk.
Yep.
Bro, he sounds like so Wisconsin.
He does. In the booth.
In the booth.
In the booth.
In the booth.
He's got connections to the Phoenix and the Timber Rattlers.
Why do you think I like Doug Gottlieb so much?
That's very true. You know what? And another thing, your mama is so proud of her baby. My baby got credentials.
She's name dropping.
Y'all heard of the UW Green Bay Phoenix? How about the Timber Rattlers? Yeah. Have you heard of that? My son got credentials for that.
All right.
I didn't even have my driver's license when that was recorded.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's hear about how Brad's got a great new closet for Baby
Will. Oh, Baby Will is so happy with his closet. He's going to appreciate it when he gets older, but Mama and Dada, we appreciate that closet. We appreciate Lifetime Home Services for being the one to give him that closet. I'm telling you, from the minute we started planning it to the final installation, Lifetime Home Services was the best. And boy, they're professional. Rolling through it in less than 2 hours, a complete transformation in Baby Will's closet. But that's not the only thing they do. They have an entire menu of services that they can provide their house, your house. So if you're thinking, man, I wonder, I got this thing I want. I wonder if Lifetime Home Services can do it. I will bet you they can. They can do anything. For us, it was closets. For you, it could be epoxy floors in your garage. Could be cabinetry. Could be as big as a full home renovation, like a bathroom or a kitchen. Whatever it is, Lifetime Home Services has a solution for you. Stop juggling the contractors and trust Lifetime Home Services, just like us, to make your home safer and better looking. Trusted solutions, lifetime results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
We move on from Alex Strofe.
100%.
We got Brian Belaga at 4:45.
Wow.
Who, everyone take a collective deep breath.
My cheeks hurt.
He may not be athletic, but he's a hell of a broadcaster.
Send us out with school spirit, Strofe.
Good KBN morning, on three. KBN Nation.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
What's going on? Ben, come on.
It's getting tough. It's getting slow.
Ben, don't be pathetic. Your father's with your baby. They're listening. You
I
gotta
know where
be
I'm
better.
At, but I'm giving it my all.
I don't know what you're at either.
Stop humping the ground.
Yeah.
Get up.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Oh, Well, you better treat that car like it deserves to be treated. You've paid too much for it for just any discount car wash, or better or worse yet, do nothing with it. Tsunami Express Car Wash is the premier car wash that you got to be able to experience to believe. And their Black Friday deal is about to roll in. The Black Friday deal that you're looking for, $10 monthly subscription for your first month if you are a new member. That is something you want to take advantage of, because once you experience how amazing the interior, the exterior, the premier Tsunami Express Car Wash is, you're going to want to sign up and go over and over and over to be a member just like me. When you do it that way, it can be for less than $1 a day, and you can enjoy unlimited washes as much as you possibly want. And with the winter coming its way, you know salt and grime's over your car. Keep it looking fresh with Tsunami Express. The deal kicks off November 24th, runs through the 30th, and is available in-store for new members. So stop by, get that shine, and be ready to enjoy savings and a beautiful car with Tsunami Express Car Wash.
So at Pottawatomie Sportsbook, it's Kyle Bruston-Nortman with you till 5 o'clock leading into the Homer Hour. We had a conversation earlier. If you've missed any of our show, download the ESPN Wisconsin app, go to Kyle Bruston-Nortman, and make sure you listen to everything, especially the 4 o'clock hour. We've roast Stroh for the first 30 minutes. The Packers have the 10th best odds to win the Super Bowl at plus 1,600. They were as low as plus 550 after week two, after they started 2-0, and they looked like the darling of the NFL. Now, they're fifth in the NFC in terms of odds. The reason why I bring that up is I think conversation we had earlier can play into why that conversation makes sense. Of Brad talking about on championship-level teams, your tier three guys go to level two, your tier two guys go to level one, your tier one guys go to elite levels. And so I just think when I look at this team, and if you're being honest about where they're at, we were talking about Christian Watson, Rashawn Gary, Edgerrin Cooper. Those type of players need to play, even if they're playing well. Like if Christian Watson's played well off, if he can stay consistent, he would be right where he needs to be.
He's playing very well right now.
Yes, and so when you look at that championship odds and the NFC odds, in order for them to get back in the conversation of the belief and like really in the picture, with the Tucker Kraft injury, you're going to need guys to take his place and do it as a whole. And you're getting multiple guys, Jaden Reed coming back and contributing. But then when he comes back, Christian Watson still needs to stay on that level. Part of this goes, how many times are you throwing the ball? How many times are you rushing with Josh Jacobs? Can Matt LaFleur figure out, you know, not just running on first and second down, running that into the ground over and over again? They have, I still think, talent and enough there. It just feels like the inconsistencies need to break this weekend, because then you'd be running. It's hard against the tough schedule that they have to be fixing things. You know what I mean? Yeah. The inconsistency fixing things. This is a game where, again, you can't take lightly, but you got to show improvement on those things that have been coming up each week.
Well, and that's the thing with this game. We could realistically talk in September or October and be like, well, this team doesn't need to be playing its best football, still a lot of season ahead. That's true. There's still a lot of season ahead for this Green Bay Packer team, but now is right around the time, Thanksgiving, leading up to Thanksgiving into December. This is the time when you want to start firing on all cylinders. There's no more time to waste, because the discussion is, if you're not going to be a number one seed, the best thing you have is momentum and playing your best football. You ramp up to playing your best football starting now. If there's any kinks to figure out, you figure them out now and right around Thanksgiving so that you are humming come December. It's going to be hard to continue to iron out any issues when you're playing at Denver, when you're playing Baltimore, when you're playing these tough matchups.
Yeah, so not that those other teams too.
Yep, not that they need to be there, you know, play their best game ever on Sunday, but right around now is the time where if you're going to make noise in the postseason, starting to iron these out, it's the time to get that fixed.
No, absolutely time to get fixed. We're talking about the tier of players. The thing that's so disappointing with Rashawn Gary is Rashawn Gary is paid to be a tier one player who you're looking to play elite, but right now you're looking at him as a tier two player that you're just trying to get him to tier one. That is one of the biggest problems with the Green Bay Packers. You have entirely too many people, but you do have some guys who are not playing up to their contract, and guys like Aaron Banks, guys like Nate Hobbs, who now is hurt, who you expected for the Florida to be much higher than what it is, and now you're looking for them to be guys like a tier one guy when in reality you want to be elite. You need Aaron Banks to be elite, especially with the offensive line having that shuffle going on and not having Elgton Jenkins.
And the price you paid for him.
You need a guy like Nate Hobbs to be, you know, an elite guy because you didn't care to Valentine as a seventh round
strong, but like from his tier two to tier one.
He should have been a tier one type guy. You're absolutely right. Yeah. He needs to be playing, but he's not doing that at all. And right now, when you look at Rashawn Gary, you're just asking him to be at a tier one level. Think how different this defense could be if this defense had an elite play like they got earlier this year from Rashawn Gary. We saw how vicious this defense was, how great it was to see him getting after the quarterback, harassing the quarterback. And you add that with a great safety that you have, and you add that with Micah Parsons, it takes this defense to a whole another level. So it's just disappointing. A guy who is being paid like a tier one guy is playing below his contract.
Again, I think we're going to learn a lot, not even from a like wins and loss, but like again, it's getting to the point where you're running out of time to fix things in the middle of the season. You're heading towards the back end and a tough schedule where you have to be executing. Otherwise, if your inconsistencies keep showing up, the teams that are more consistent, everyone has their flaws, but their flaws may be less and coming up less. Especially like when you go to Denver. You can't play inconsistent because their defense is so good, and they win football games even if it's ugly. It could be like an Eagles game, but it doesn't matter how it looks at that point. You need wins, and so we'll figure it all out together. And Kyle is figuring out how to continue to invest well with CD rates and everything he's got going on.
Absolutely, Citizens Bank is where you should be banking, and I love the Citizens Bank because they have a fantastic app. You can just go right onto your phone, open up the app. You have access to all your different accounts, whether it's a checking account, a savings account, a CD account. If you have any questions, it's so easy to ask those questions because they make banking so easy at Citizens Bank. And I just knew it felt right. That's why I joined my friends at Citizens Bank. So whether you're building a business, starting a family, or just trying to get a little bit more peace of mind, Citizens Bank is a local bank that is invested in the community, and they're all about helping you move forward with tools that make banking easy and with people that make it so personal. So KBN Nation, if you are looking for a bank that feels more like a partner, I'm telling you, check out Citizens Bank at citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank. citizensbankwi.bank. That's banking where you belong.
Brian Bulaga, Super Bowl champ, joins us next before the Homer Hour.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dread-headed brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here.
Joining us before the Homer Hour is Brian Bulaga, the former Packer, the Super Bowl champ. What's going on, Brian?
Not much. How we doing?
Getting ready for Sunday, man. Is it fair to say that obviously this game isn't one you can take lightly? They're a talented football team. They have a lot of guys around them, a good coach. But like, this is a game where before you head into the even tougher part of your schedule, it'd be great to see some of those inconsistencies. Not every game's gonna be perfect, but put some of those things aside as you head into the tough stretch and where you can really start to believe that they're building something for the future. For the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is gonna be kind of the tough part of the schedule here, right? I mean, all these division opponents coming up and conference opponents. I mean, in division games, NFC North, and it's gonna be hard to be like. To expect them to be perfect in this stretch, right? I mean, we all know these in-division games are difficult, right? I mean, they know each other really well, and the scouting on each other is very good. So I don't expect these games to be perfect. I really don't. I mean, if anything, I was hoping that beforehand we would see maybe a lot cleaner ball than you get into these division games, and they look a little rough. Right, I mean, I think that's what.
So, what's
expect.
One or two things then with that you want to focus on this game? Because obviously, agree, wish it was cleaner, but it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, with that, it's not as clean. But I think what I'm going to focus on. I mean, obviously, the most important thing is winning these games. I mean, that's obviously number one. Walk out of there with winning, and I think number two is playing four quarters. Right, like I think just playing four quarters and not having like. Kind of like a letdown in the first half and then storming back in the second half or vice versa. I think that's what I'm really looking for. And because, as you know, I mean, kind of as everyone has seen with this team, it's kind of been that way, right? Kind of a a slow start and a strong finish, or a strong start and a slow finish. Like, playoff teams need to be able to start fast and end strong. Like, that's kind of the way we need to see this team build, and I'm sure that's the way Matt wants to see this team start to build and go as we get closer and closer to January. So that's kind of what I'm hoping to see from them as we get in these division games. And it's going to be a battle versus Minnesota. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. The Flores defense is difficult. You know, for some reason against Minnesota's offense, it's always a struggle, even with the way the quarterback's performing over there. It's going to be a tough game. I just have that feeling.
Brian, 18 guys on the Packers injury report, and when we had Jason Wilde on the line, he shared with us that Josh Jacobs, I'm going to insert my opinion on this, sounds like he's like 50-50 as far as playing, wants to play. But one thing I thought was interesting that I want your observations on was considering to play this game versus a short week and a big game against the Lions and juggling that decision. Do you rest? Do you go, you push it and hope that you don't get re-injured? How often is that a consideration where a guy is 50-50, could maybe play, could maybe not, but maybe rests on a quote-unquote lighter game to have a bigger game next week? To just take us through that consideration, because I mean, as a punter, I never experienced that, but especially this point in the season, it's got to be how guys are thinking when it comes to injuries.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly something that is going through, obviously, probably his mind, he's probably trying to get out there for every game. That's probably his process. But I think with the training staff and the coaching staff and upper management, they're probably looking ahead a little bit with him and how to manage him. And I think that's probably a thought process is, okay, can we get – which game can we get through, you know, more comfortably, this one or Detroit without Josh Jacobs? And to me, I would think this game against Minnesota would be a game you could probably manage better without him than Detroit, if it's my opinion, right? I mean, I think you want your best players – when you go into Detroit on Thanksgiving, then at home against Minnesota, right? Like, that's just my opinion. So if I'm making the decision, I'm going to rest Jacobs, give him a longer time to get that knee ready to go into Thanksgiving against Detroit. That's just my opinion. But Jacobs is a warrior, right? Like, I mean, the guy is. He's shown time and time again. He's got a lot of toughness to him, but if it's me, I'm taking care of the guy. I'm letting him rest and letting him get that knee right. And because the thing is, that turf, he's going into turf in Detroit, right? Like that's going to be wear and tear. Even though it's bruised and it's full of fluid, it's not any structural damage. It's going to wear on that knee. So you want him as fresh as possible and as healthy as possible going into Detroit.
Hey, Brian, there was a clip that we played early.
What the hell? You've been eating. Move your mic. I mean, it's just – we almost went a full remote without
you messing that up. They fed me the good food here. But, Brian, listen, we heard a clip earlier from Matt LaFleur where he was basically making excuses for the Green Bay Packers dropping passes. Do you think the Packers need to have a little bit more of a fire from Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love when it comes to holding people accountable? I miss Aaron Rodgers ripping into guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a way to do things publicly and there's a way they do things behind closed doors. Right. I mean, and you know, what Matt says publicly and what he says in the team meetings and what he says to the guys privately, I think are two different things. I really
you
do.
You think, or, you know, you played under
did
Matt.
Did you experience that too?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Listen, okay. I've said it many a times, my first year there, he was not the nicest of guys. We'll just put it that way. Like it was not nice, like, to start off this thing because it was very, very frustrating for him because we didn't grasp everything and there were a lot of missed assignments and things weren't looking good. Obviously, we had the quarterback that could do everything, but not everything was matching up. So he was tough on guys. He wasn't always happy-go-lucky. It wasn't always nice. It wasn't always good to look at. So, yeah, I mean, he's tough on guys. So I'm sure the messaging behind closed doors isn't what he's saying. He's not going to go out into, you know, in front of the media and just rag guys. That's not what he's going to do. Now, the way Aaron handles things and the way Jordan handles things are two different things, right? Two different personality styles. And Aaron had no problem calling guys out and making guys accountable publicly. And listen, it worked for Aaron and Listen, I'll say this much. I did not want Aaron to call me out publicly, and that was one thing I always, you know, made sure I did my job so that old number 12 did not call my name out during a presser, because I did not want to hear my name called, ever.
That's my style.
Yeah.
Brian, we appreciate it. Look forward to hearing you on the Homer Hour in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. That's what you get. The pro with the polished stance. Strofe's the glue who gives the show its dance.